Today Shi'ur is Masechta Chagiga on Daf Yud Zayin. We will begin with the Mishnah at the top of the Amud. This Mishnah we have actually learnt many times before. We've learnt it in, as we find in the Masoras HaShas, in Megillah. We've learnt it in Bay on Daf Yud Test. We had it earlier in the Masechta on Daf Zayin. And that's why, in fact, Tosfos in the second Tosfos Divrei HaMaskil, Beis Shammai Oimrim Mevim Shlomim, says Tosfos, Bebei Aperek Beis, Misneh, this Mishnah was learnt already in Beya in the second parak. V'hasam Iker, that is the main sugya of the inyanim of our Mishnah. V'hacha agav gerora nazba shemar b'chagiga. Since we're speaking about chagiga in our Mishnah and in the sugya here, that's why this Mishnah is recorded here in Masechta Chagiga. And Tosfos continues, v'chein mashma shemar chasam tfei lefarish. The reasons for the machlokas that we're going to learn about, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, are explained more fully over there. And that's why Tosfos says, V'yeshalei chiyach minah, de beya misnei mekamei mechilton. This is, would be a proof that beya is written, was written before our mesech de chagiga. There's, for example, a machlokas rishonim, what's the last mesech of Seder Moyed? Is it, Moyed Katan, or is it the Chagiga? So there seems to have been a question from Tosfos whether Beya came before or after Chagiga, and Tosfos says that by the mere fact that we see that the Machlokas of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, the two Machlokas that we're going to have about Korban Oil on Yontiv and Smicha on Yontiv, that totally the Gemara doesn't explain the reasons here, indicates that Masechta Beya was learnt earlier, and therefore it already had been discussed fully in Masechta Beya, and there was no reason to explain it again here in Masechta Chagiga. Agav, a person could check this out for homework, but I once saw in the Margolius Hayam from Rav Reuven Margolius, we know that the Rambam gives a reason for the Seder of Mishnayis, why one Masechta follows another. He has, I think it's his own a unique concept, and he says a very pashut way to know how one Masechta follows another, and that is that they wrote the Seder of the Masechtas based on the number of prokim that are in each Masechta. So you check it out, but it would seem to be, in other words, that the larger Masechta, let's say Masechta Shabbos in Moed, which has the most prokim, that's first. Then when we get to Chagiga, which only has three prokim, so the Seder goes by the number of prokim in each Masechta. Let us begin the Mishnah with words that we should be familiar with. Beis Shammai Oimrim, Mevi'im Shlomim, Ve'ein Soimchem Aleihem. That one brings on Yontiv, as Rashi explains, Shlomim, because it's Achilas Hedget. And we know the Pasuk says in Shmoyis Perikud Beis, Pasuk de Zion, Ach asher ye'ochel l'chol nefesh hu levada ye'os lechem, that there is a heter of melacha on yontiv when it comes to oichel nefesh, and since by shlomim one abilim and his family and friends eat from the korban shlomim, therefore it goes into the heter of lechem, and it's permitted to bring it as a korban and to eat from that korban shlomim on yontiv. The second halacha that Beis Shammai says is ve'ein soimchen aleihem. However, one does not do smicha on the shlomim. We know smicha, we've learned it already in yesterday's blot, that a person, the bailim has to stand by the korban and lean with his full force on top of the head of the korban. So that is not done on yontiv. Rather, it's done erev yontiv. And the reason is, Beis Shammai's reason is for this, as the Gemara explains in Masechta Beya, and actually over there are two reasons that the Gemara gives. Rashi over here only quotes one reason, because in yesterday's daf, we found that the Gemara goes with this mahalach that Rashi brings down, and that is whether samuch le smicha shchita, whether there's a requirement that smicha has to precede immediately right before the shchita or not. So Beis Shammai is of the opinion that it does not have to come right before the shchita. Therefore, since smicha, putting your hands on an animal on yontiv, is a shvus midrabbanan, for example, we know you're not supposed to ride on an animal on Shabbos or yontiv because you might come to tear off from a tree and use that as a whip to make your horse move quicker. And therefore, the Chazal made a prohibition, a shvus, that one should not be mishtamish with animals on Shabbos and Yontif. So since Beis Shammai holds that it's no, there is no requirement for smicha to be right before shechita, therefore the injunction against using an animal stays in place because you could do the smicha a day before. However, Beis Hillel is going to disagree. Beis Hillel loimrim, mevim shlamim vo'oilois. Not only can you bring shlamim like Beis Shammai said, but you could even bring oilois. We'll soon explain which specific oilois Beis Hillel is referring to. V'soim chenalem, and you can also do smicha on them. Let us explain the smicha, because Beis Hillel is of the opinion that tekef l'smicha shchita, that you must have smicha right before shchita. So therefore, there is no eitzah to do an erev yontiv, and therefore, since it's a mitzvah to do the smicha, and it must come immediately before the shchita, and the shchita is permitted on yontiv, therefore, you're allowed on yontiv as well. The Rabbanan did not make the shvus when it comes for the mitzvah of smicha on yontiv, and you're allowed to do smicha on yontiv. Now, concerning the machlokas, whether you're allowed to shecht an ola on yontiv or not, which Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to, and Beis Hillel says you're allowed to, so Rashi brings down that the reason of Beis Shammai is because they darshan that pasuk that we mentioned from Shmoy's Perek Yudbeis, pasuk Dezayin, Ach asher yoch l'chol nefesh hulavada yo'asa lochem, lochem v'loy l'gvoya. That's only when it's for personal shechita. But when it is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu only, for example, by an oila, where the whole bosser is nekrav on the Mizbeach and the Baalim get nothing, so it's only going to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So on that we have a miyut lochem v'loy l'gvoya, and not if it's used only for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that, now, the Gemara explains elsewhere, not here, because this is not the Iker Sogya, as Tosfos said. The Gemara explains that Nedorim and Nedavois, everybody's Moida, even Beis Hillel will be Moida. Since Nedorim and Nedavois, it's not Zmanoi on Yontiv. You could bring it the day after Yontiv. So therefore, Beis Hillel agrees that those oilists of Nedorim and Nedavois would not be brought on Yontiv. Tamidim umusafim, which is manoi kavua, tamid, it has to come every day, or a musaf, it has to come on that day, so there even Beis Shammai is moited to Beis Hillel, that even though it's an oila, it would not go into lachem v'loy l'gvoy, and you would be permitted to bring it on yontiv. Where is the machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel? In oilas riyah. Because oilas riyah, the zman really is yontiv, but we, as we're going to learn in our sugya today, and we've learned it many times, that there's an inyan of tashlumin. You could do it after. You can make a makeup on, if you missed the first day, or for some reason you can't bring it on the first day, you can make it up. So therefore, Beis Shammai is of the opinion that since A, the Baalim have no, hanoah from the korban, so it's not oichel nefesh for the Baalim, and since you have tashlumin that you could bring it tomorrow, it would go into lochem v'lo l'gvoa, and therefore you cannot bring an oilas riyah on yontiv. However, Beis Hillel is of the opinion that even though it has tashlumin, but the ikr chiv is on yontiv, and they don't darshan lachem v'loy l'gvoya, they darshan lachem v'loy l'akum, loy l'nachri, that for a nachri you have no heter to feed a nachri, to do malachas on yontiv, that's how they darshan it, so they hold that an oilas riyah would be brought on yontiv. Now concerning shlamim, so Beis Hillel holds avada shalmei simcha would be brought on yontiv, which Beis Shammai, of course, agrees to, because you can eat from it. There is a question, though, machloik is Bavli and Yerushalmi, whether this would apply to Shalmei Chagiga. The Yerushalmi, as Tosfos brings down in the fourth Tosfos, Divrei Amaskel Yom Tvoach, and we're going to see it in Rashi in as the Mishnah progresses, Tosfos brings down a Yerushalmi on the fifth line. Tosfos says, Umiyu b'Yerushalmi, he brings down, and if you look at the last line of Tosfos, Mashma da'af b'chagiga pligi kidafrishes. That the machloikis Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is not only by oilas riyah, but it's by shalmei chagiga as well. Because Beis Hillel holds it shlomim, you could eat from it, so avadet stoichi yantiv, you could bring it on yantiv. However, Beis Hillel holds that. However, Beis Shammai says that although you can eat from it, the Baalim can eat from it, but it's a set. Oilas Riyah and Shalmei Chagigah are a set. They go together. So therefore, if Oilas Riyah, Beis Shammai's opinion is, Lachem V'loilik Voya, that would include Shalmei Chagigah as well. And that's the Shita of the Yerushalmi. The Bavli, Mesach Debei, Adaf Yotessam Adbeis, the Bavli says that Shalmei Chagigah are the same as Shalmei Simcha. That Avada Beis Shammai would be mitzvah to Beis Hillel. There's no machlokes by Shlomim. That's when the question is really basic in our mission here. When Beis Shammai says Mevi'in Shlomim, which Shlomim are they talking about? So everybody's mitzvah, Bavli and Yerushalmi in Shalmei Simcha. The question is, what about Shalmei Chagiga? Do we say they're a set with Oilas Riyah? And therefore, if Beis Shammai holds a Chem V'Lagvoya for Oilas Riyah is not brought, who adin for Shalmei Chagiga? Or do we separate Oilas Riyah from Shalmei Chagiga? We say Shalmei Chagiga is the same din even according to Beit Shammai, like Shalmei Simcha. What's interesting is, and the Achronim asked this on Rashi, that you would think that Rashi would go like the Bavli. We know whenever there's a Machlokes Bavli and Yerushalmi, we go like the Bavli. And yet Rashi over here links together according to Beit Shammai, and that's what Tosfos quotes from Rashi, and he says that Rashi links together like the Yerushalmi. That what? That Shalmei Chagiga, according to Beis Shammai, has a din of Oilas Riyah, that it's not brought on Yontiv, and that's strange, because the Bavli and Beis says Shalmei Chagiga, according to Beis Shammai, are brought on Yontiv. We learned before, just to refresh our memory, that Smicha, Rashi says, earlier in the Masechta, Rashi says, and Daf Tezayin, we're refreshing our memory from one day ago. Rashi says, "Vizui machloikus rishayna shahaisa b'chachme Yisrael." This machloikus of smicha is the first machloikus that we had among the chachamim. And in yesterday's blot, the Mishnah quoted from Yosi ben Yezer and Yosi ben Yochanan, Yeshua ben Prachya, Nitar Bailey, and Shmaya Vavtalia, and finally Hillel Vishamai, that there was this big machlokes, and Tosfos brings down from the Yerushalmi as well, B'Yerushalmi Amar B'Rishayna Lehoyu Machlokes El Al Asmicha B'Lvad. This was the first machlokes in Klal Yisrael, and here we're quoting Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So Beis Shammai is going like their Rebbe Shammai, who said in that Mishnah, in yesterday's Mishnah, Daf Tezayin, that Ein L'Smoich An Yontiv, and Beis Hillel is going like their Rebbe Hillel, who paskin that we do smicha on Yontiv as well, as we said, the reason of Tekev L'Smicha Shchita. Continues the Mishnah. Atzeres shechal liyos be'erev Shabbos. What happens in a case when you have Shavuos that comes out on Erev Shabbos? Beis Shammai yoimrim yoim tevoyach. The Yom Tevoyach Sheloi, as the Bach puts in, Achara Shabbos. In other words, when is the day that you could check the Korbanis of Shavuos? That is the day after Shabbos. In other words, we're referring here to the Oilas Riyah and the Shalmei Chagigah. And here's where Rashi says, if you look into Rashi, Divrei Maskil Yom Tevoyach, says Rashi, Shel Korbanis Riyah V'Chagigah Shel Yontiv. La'achara Shabbos, she'ein kreven, lo'i b'yantiv, lo'i b'shabbos. So who holds that it's not korv on Shabbos? Everybody holds it's not korv, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. But who holds it's not korv on yantiv? That's Beis Shammai. So Rashi links together, as we explained from the Yerushalmi, Shalmei Chagigah together with Oilas Riyah, that they are not brought on yantiv according to Beis Shammai. Of course, Beis Hillel holds that both Oilas Riyah and Shalmei Chagigah are brought on Yontif. So now, according to Beis Shammai, you cannot bring, let's go with Rashi, Alibi the Rishalmi, you cannot bring the Oilas Riyah and the Shalmei Chagigah on Shabbos. And you cannot bring it Erev Shabbos, which is Yontif. So you have to wait 2 days later until Sunday, until you are allowed to shech these korbanos for Shavuos. So we already see the inyan that the Gemara will get into here, which is Tashlumin. If I can't bring it on Shavuos, according to Beis Shammai, and I can't bring it on Shabbos, but I can bring it on Sunday, that means that Shavuos must have the same concept of Tashlumin as we have found before with Pesach and Sukkot, that it has Tashlumin. Beis Hillel Oimrim. Ein Yom Tevoyach Achara Shabbos. There is no Yom Tevoyach Achara Shabbos. So the Gemara on Amud Beis will learn in this part of the Mishnah, Havamina, that Beis Hillel is of the opinion that there is no Tashlumin. And But the Gemara's maskan is going to be, avada there is tashlumin. What Beis Hillel means to say with these words is you don't need a Yom Tovayach Achar Shabbos. Because l'shitasam, Beis Hillel holds that you're allowed to shech these korbanos on Yontiv. So what do I have to wait till Sunday? I could already do it on Friday. I could do it on Erev Shabbos. That's what Beis Hillel means. What the Gemara will question is, so then it comes out basically that this whole question of Shavuos is the same machlokas that we had in the first part of the Mishnah. Could you, are you allowed to, may you shech these karbanis on Yontiv, or may you not shech them on Yontiv? So what do we have to repeat it twice in the Mishnah, the same machlokas? The Gemara is going to tell us, tshricha, that you need both the Reisha and the Seifa. We'll see that in the Gemara. Umoidim and Beis Hillel are moided to Beis Shammai. She'im cholol liyos b'Shabbos. That if Shavuos comes out on Shabbos, she'yayim tevoyach achara Shabbos, then they're also moided. Because even according to Beis Hillel, you can't shecht on Shabbos, so that meila, that will have to wait until Sunday. Now, in all situations, according to Beis Shammai or according to Beis Hillel, where the Shavuos korbanos are brought on Sunday, says the Mishnah, Ein Kohen Gadol mislabish bekelov, the Kohen Gadol would not put on, according to Rashi, his beautiful garments. In other words, Yom Tovayach should be like a Yontif. It's the day in which we're going to bring the Korbanos for Shavuos, because we couldn't bring it on either on Friday or on Shabbos, we couldn't bring it. So the Kohen Gadol should have treated this. We have the Tosfos in Pesachim that tells us when a person brings its korban. That's why Erev Pesach, why is there an Isser Melacha? We don't do Melacha Erev Pesach. Why? Because that's the day when people brought the korban Pesach. The day you bring a korban is a Yontiv. So when you bring Yom Tovayach, the day that you're going to shech the korbanos of Shavuos is a Yontiv. How should the Kohen Gadol go around? Not in the Beis HaMikdash, says Rashi. We're not talking about the Ches Begadim that he does the Avoda with. But just what on the street, outside, he should dress up Yontiv Dik. But no, whenever the Korbanos of Shavuos were brought on Sunday, on Yom Rishon, Ein Kohen Gadol Mislabish Bekelov. And we'll soon see why. Umutarim v'hesped betainis. The Yom Tovayach should be a day where you're bringing Korbanos, and it's a festive day, therefore it should be Asher v'hesped betainis. But in this situation on Sunday, it's Mutter v'hesped betainis. Why? Shaloi l'kayim divrei ha'omrim atzeres achara Shabbos. Because the tzedukim, as Rashi brings down, and the Baisusim, they were the ones who said, Mimachwas HaShabbos means that Shavuos always has to come out on a Sunday. That's how they darshan. So not to give a pischan peh, not to have anyone misconstrue, you see the tzedukim are right, because I see the Kohen Gadol going around dressed like in his yontif beautiful clothing. So therefore there was a special public demonstration that today is not a yontif. It's not like the tzedukim say that this is really Shavuos. It's not Shavuos. We're bringing the korbanos of Shavuos, but the Kohen Gadol wouldn't wear his fancy begadim, and you were mutter behesper betainis, although normally you should not have been mutter behesper betainis. However, Tosfos disagrees with Rashi's pshat, and Tosfos asks if it's speaking about his own personal clothing. The Gemara should have said, "Ein Kohen Gadol mislabish bekelov hanoyim." He shouldn't wear his nice clothing, since it says bekelov. And Tosfos also asks on Rashi, "Why up is the Kohen Gadol? It should be a din on Gans Kol Yisrael. On this day, no one should walk around dressed in their yontif finery, because we don't want to give a pischan peh to the tzedukim and the baisusim." Therefore, Tosfos learns it means the Kohen Gadol didn't put on his ches begadim, as the Miri speaks out clear, because the Kohen Gadol did not do avoda. There was no chiyah for the Kohen Gadol to do avoda on Yontiv, let's say, but Tosfos says how your ruggle Kohen Gadol lavoid b'shul kavod hayoyim. And as on a normal time, the Kohen Gadol alts kavod hayoyim would have put on his ches begadim and would have done the avoda. But since over here it could bring people could misconstrue that it's Shavuos like the tzedukim, he didn't do the avodas. Another kohen did it, so that people should not say, the Kohen Gadol is keeping Shavuos like the tzedukim say. So this is the machloikas, Rashi and Tosfos here. Begins the Gemara. Amar Rav Lazar, Amar Rav Oishia. So as Tosis pointed out, the Gemara doesn't mention anything about Smicha or Oilus Ria, the Machlokes B'Sham Yisrael. That we took care of already in Masech Debeah. We're going into a new facet of the Mishnah. Amar Rav Lazar, Amar Rav Oishia. Minayin Latzer Sheyesho Teshlum and Kol Shiva. How do you know that Shavuos has the same halacha as Pesach, where you can have a makeup 7 days? So really, the words seven is a misnomer. The first day is not a tashlumen. For example, let's say you bring it late in the afternoon on the first day. You're not doing a tashlumen. You're doing the chiv, the whole first day, early or late, whenever you bring it, you're being mekayim, the ikar mitzvah to bring it on the first day of Shavuos. But it means to equate the other 6 days with the first day, that all 7 days can be used to bring the korban. The actual amount of days where you can make it up after the first day is six. Shenemar, how do I know this? Because it says in the pasuk, "B'chag Matzos, b'chag Shavuos, b'chag Sukkos, makish chag Shavuos, b'chag Matzos, ma chag Matzos yesh lo tashlum kol shiva." Just like chag Matzos has, you can make it up all 7 days of Pesach. Av chag Shavuos yesh lo tashlum kol shiva. So Shavuos also has tashlum in all 7 days. Rashi brings from the Gemara earlier in our Masechta Daf Tes. How do we know that Chag HaMatzos you have makeup for 7 days? So Rashi says, really, the Gemara there learns it out from Chag HaSukkos, because the pasuk says V'chagoyisim oisoi Chag LaShem Shivas Yamim. So we say oisoi means the first day. And then why did you say Shivas Yamim? Because it means that you can make it up for the rest. And then the Gemara has another Oisoi and a Bachoidesh that you can also take from the rest of the month 1 day. Only Oisoi. There's two Oisois in that pasuk. We had a whole drasha earlier on Daf Tes. But the point is that the first Oisoi tells us that Shivas Yamim, that there's a tashlumen of Chag HaSukkos for 7 days, and then there's an extra drasha that Shmini Atzeres is also a tashlumen for Sukkos. Now, Pesach doesn't have a Shmini Atzeres, but Pesach, we learn out from Sukkos, that since Sukkos, where the 7 days are a tashlumen, Huadin, Pesach, which has 7 days, explains Rashi, there's also tashlumen, and Mimela, once I have Pesach, I learn out Shavuos from Pesach. Frey the Gemara, why are you being stingy? Why are you learning out from Pesach? In the same pasuk, you have Sukkos. Ve'eima makish l'chag HaSukkos, ma chag HaSukkos yesh l'tashlum and kol shemoyna. Av chag HaShavuos yesh l'tashlum and kol shemoyna. By Sukkos, we have an extra day. We have Shemini Atzeres. So if I'm making a hekesh, maybe I should compare Pesach to Sukkos. And then I'll have 8 days. I should compare Shavuos to Sukkos. And then I'll have 8 days for Shavuos, including the first day. I'll have an additional 7 days, not just an additional 6 days. The Gemara answers, Shmini Regel B'fnei Atzmayu. Ah, the eighth day of Shmini Atzeres, that doesn't count because it's a separate yontif. Frey the Gemara, wait a second. We learned before that Eimer Da'amri Shmini Regel B'fnei Atzmayu. When do we learn that Shmini is its own yontif? Shmini Chag Atzeres is a Hani Milyi. When is that concerning six things? Le'inyan Pizar Kishav, which we'll explain in a moment. Avol in tashlumen, tashlumen derishin hu. But concerning tashlumen, it's not a separate yontif. There it is hooked up. It is linked to Chag HaSukkos. And there is a tashlumen. And in fact, we learned that in our Masechta. On Daf Tes, the Snan, we learned the Mishnah. Mi shloi chag b'yontif erishin shel chag. Whoever didn't make a korban chagiga on the first day of Sukkos, chagig is called a regal v'yontif acharin. He can bring the korban chagiga, the shami chagiga, the whole yontif, all 7 days of Sukkos, and yontif acharin and Shmini Atzeres. So we see that Shmini Atzeres is not a regel b'fnei atzmai concerning tashlumen of Sukkos. Legabi that one halacha, it's part and parcel of Chag HaSukkos. If so, our original kasher comes back. Since in the pasuk there's a hekesh to Pesach, but there's also a hekesh to Sukkos, why do you choose to compare Shavuos to Pesach? Compare Shavuos to Sukkos, and you get one extra day of tashlumen. And for the Gemara, tafasta merubah loy tafasta, tafasta mu'a tafasta. When you grab a hold of too much, then you're not able to hold on to it. When you grab a little, you hold on to it. As Rashi explains here, that when a person has a choice, should he go to something a lot or something little, he's safer to take the little. Because the little is contained, Rashi says the word, sheyesh b'chlal ha-merubah ha-mu'at. We know for sure if the choice is 7 or 8 days, so 7 is a given. Because either way, you're going to get the seventh. But if you're wrong on the eighth, then that eighth day, you weren't entitled to the eighth day. So if I have a choice to darshan more, I have a choice to darshan less, let me darshan less, I know I'm safe. This I have for sure in my hand. What's the expression? A bird in the bush is worth... A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. Ah, so now that's what he's saying. This I have. This I know for sure I have. Don't try to get too much. What is the acronym here of Pizar Kisav, which again we've had many times. So Rashi over here, Masech Tasukya as well. There's a few differences between Rashi here and Masech Tasukya. Well, let's see the Rashi over here, how he learns these six things in which Shmini Atzeres is different than Sukkah. So the pay, Rashi says, goes for pious. That and let's say what the words mean, as Rashi does. Pei is pious, Zayin is man, Reish is regel, Kuf is korban, Shin is shir, and Beis is bracha. And Rashi explains. The first difference between Shmini Atzeres and Sukkos is pious. In other words, for 7 days of Sukkos, they used to divide, we know there were 70 poros achag. So how were those divided up amongst the 24 mishmaris of Kahanim? So they made an original lottery of who would get first day, second day, etc. And each mishmar, there were 24, each mishmar would take three parim. So three times 22 is 66. That leaves four. So then there were two mishmaris left. Those two mishmaris took two each. Gives you a total of 70. So you would have thought when you get to Shmini Atzeres, where there's one par representing Klal Yisrael, so you would have thought that maybe one of the last two would take that additional par. So to be mashlim, that they also had three Purim as a Korban. So no, they used to make a separate pious of all 24 Mishmaris again to see who would get that one par for Shmini Atzeres. That's the pay. The Zayin Zman means that we say Shechiyonu not only on the first days of Sukkot, but we say it as well on Shmini Atzeres because it's its own Yontiv. Regel, it says Rashi, it has Yesh Leshem Regel B'fnei Atzma. Ain't a Kari Sukkot. We don't call it Sukkot, we call it Shmini Atzeres. Rashi in Sukkot says that there's no mitzvah of living in a Sukkot on Shmini Atzeres. It has its own halachas of a Regel. Kuf is Korban, because normally if it's just another day of Sukkot, the Poros Achag go down. You go from 13 down to 7. And you have 14 Kvasim every day, and you have Elim Shnayim. However, on Shmini Atzeres, instead of having 6 Purim, which would have been the next in the sequence, you have one Par, you have one Ayil, and you have Shiva Kvasim. So it has a totally different amount of Korbanis than the first 7 days of Sukkot. The Shin stands for Shir, because we have a different kind of Shir than the other 7 days of Sukkot. It's not included in those. If I remember correctly from Rashi and Sukkah, says that those are Shirim are speaking about Matnas Aniyim that we are supposed to give during Sukkot. So this has nothing to do with it. Rashi in Rosh Hashanah Davdal Amid Bey says we don't really know what the Shir of Shmini Atzeres is. However, there's a Masechta Seifrim which says that it's Lamnatseach Al Hashminis. On Shmini Atzeres, we say this shir called Lamnatseach Al Hashminis. And finally, the Bey stands for Bracha, which Rashi here, Masech Tesuk, explained that on the last day of Yontiv, they used to be Mevorach the Melech, as when they took leave of Shloima, when Shloima had called them to the Beis HaMikdash, on the eighth day, Shalach HaSa'am Vayivorach HaSa'amelech, and they gave a Bracha to the king. That's what they used to do on the eighth day of Sukkot of Shmini Atzeres. So the Gemara said that Shmini Atzeres is choluk from Sukkot in these six ways, but leinyan tashlumin is tashlumin of the Rishon. Why don't we compare Shavuos to Sukkot? Because tafasta meruba loy tafasta. Continues the Gemara. Ela lamai hilchus akasa rachman l'chag haSukkos. If so, why in fact did the Torah put in Chag haSukkos in that pasuk? We understand Shavuos and Pesach because we compare Shavuos to Pesach. But why do we bring Sukkos in? Lakushe l'chag haMatzos. Because we want to compare not only Shavuos to Chag haMatzos, but in a certain way we want to compare Chag haSukkos to Chag haMatzos as well. Ma chaga matzus ton lina, just like you need the din of lina, says Rashi, moitzor yantiv, at the end of yantiv, you have to, there's a mitzvah to stay over in Yerushalayim, you're not supposed to be running away from the base of Migdash, but you're supposed to stay one night over until the morning, so just like that's our loch in chaga matzus, af chaga sukkos ton lina, that's the hekesh to chaga sukkos, you need lina as well. V'hasa minolon, as we turn to the yud zayin amid beis, dichsiv, it says in the pasuk, Upanisa baboiker. You should get up in the morning, this being about by Pesach, the halachta loyalach, and you should go to your oil. So there's a machloikis here, a fundamental machloikis between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says that the, upanisa baboiker, the next day is, chalamayid, is yantiv, is the moitsoi yantiv harishin shel chag. And Tosfos brings down from a Tosefta that it's Leil Yontiv Achron Chayzul Mateim. At the end of Yontiv, when they go back, they have to wait one more morning. They can't go right away at night. And Rashi brings down Lashitasoi that it's speaking about Chol HaMoed. It cannot be, Rashi says, Upanisa Baboiker means of Yontiv. Maybe it means you brought the korban, you ate the korban Pesach at night, and the next day on Yontiv you go back to you wherever you live. That can't be, Rashi says, because Tchumen is Aser. On Yontiv Tchumen's Aser. So Tosfos asks Akasha, we're talking about a Din D'Oraisa here. And L'chaira, the Rabbanon disagree with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says Tchumen's D'Oraisa, but the Rabbanon hold Tchumen is only mid Rabbanon. So according to the Rabbanon, what does Rashi mean that you have a problem going in the morning because of Tchumen on Yontiv? So Tosfos says that the machloikis between Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanon is only by 2,000 amas tchumen. By 12,000 amas, which was the distance of the whole Machne Yisrael to go beyond 12,000 amas, that even the Rabbanon are mitzvah to Rabbi Akiva that it's the Raisa. So Memela, a person would travel miles and miles to get back to his house, that even the Rabbanon agree it's a Raisa. So therefore Rashi says, it cannot be Panisa Baboiker the next morning after you ate the Korban Pesach on Yontiv go back, you have a problem of Tchumen. It must be you're allowed to go back on the first day of Chol HaMoed in the morning. Why didn't you go back right after Yontiv is over? There's no problem of Tchumen if the whole issue is Tchumen. The answer is because there's a din of Lina. And in Mela, I learn out Sukkos from Pesach. Rashi and other places in Shas learns there's another reason because why it can't be Yontiv. Because on Yontiv, I have a chiyuv of Oilas Ria. I have a chiv of Rias Panim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have to bring the Shamech HaGigah and the Oilas Ria. Certainly according to Beis Hillel. So, and according to Beis Shammai possibly also, you have to bring the Korban HaGigah. So, Memela, what are you telling me? Get up in the morning and go, it looks like you get up, and as soon as you get up, go back home. I can't go back home. I have chiyuvim in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, the Gemara is proving it cannot be Panusa Babaiker of Yontiv. Rather, it must be Panis Babaiker of Chol HaMoed, and as we said from Tosfos, Panis Babaiker actually means the following day after the end of the entire Yontiv HaAchron, not just the by Pesach, it means Shvi, Shal Pesach, that day after, not Chol HaMoed. That's the Machlokes here, Rashi and Tosfos. Now, the Gemara wants to challenge the concept that by Shvuas there is Tashlumen for, as we said, a total of seven together with the Yontiv itself, Tashlum and Shivat. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah. Atzeres shechal yoyis Erev Shabbos. If you had Shavuos on Erev Shabbos, Beis Shammai yoyim yoyim tevoich achar Shabbos. Beis Shammai says you cannot shecht l'shitasam the korbanos on Yontiv, you can't shecht it on Shabbos, you have to wait till Sunday. Ubeis Hillel yoyim, ein lo yoyim tevoich. There is no, the simple, the Gemara at this point thinks that ein lo yoyim tevoich means there is no makeup. You can't, you didn't do it, there's no makeup. My love, ain't lo yom tvoichla. What is Beis Hillel saying? There's no tashlumen at all. So, and we pasken like Beis Hillel against Beis Shammai, so it would come out from Beis Hillel, it would seem, that Shavuos does not have a makeup. The Gemara answers, loy, you're learning wrong pshat. She'ein etzricha yom tvoich. You, the Beis Shammai, hold that you can't shecht on Yontiv, and you can't shecht on Shabbos, you have to shecht on Sunday. You have a special Yom Tovach. But we, Beis Hillel, don't have that issue. Because we hold you a lot to bring an Oilas Ria and a Shalmei Chagig and a Shalmei Simcha, everything on Yontiv itself. So I don't need a Yom Tovach. But a Vada, let's say a person for some reason had an Oinus and he couldn't bring it on Yontiv, a Beis Hillel would be mitzvah that there is a Tashlumen of Shavuos, just like there is on Pesach and Sukkos.
Frey the Gemara, if that's the pshat in Beis Hillel, my kamashmalon. What is they trying to teach us? The makriv and biyomei. They're trying to say that we hold you're allowed to bring these karbanos on yontiv. Ha'if l'gebachad zimna. They already argued that. Where? In our Mishnah. In the bereish of our Mishnah. This is not we learned in our Mishnah. Be'shamer yarmer mevin shlom mevin sarmechim alayim. Avaloi oilos. You cannot bring oilos because you can't bring an oilos re, as we explained, on yontiv according to Be'shamer. U'be'shil loymer mevin shlom mevin oilos. You could bring an oilos re. V'sarmechim alayim. You could do smicha on them. So they already argued. In the ratio. What do I need this case? What is this case adding to the first machlokes we had in our Mishnah? The Gemara says, Sricha, you have to say both cases. The Ashmin and Baha, if it would tell me by a regular yontif that falls out during the week. So Baha Kamri Beishame, that's where Beishame holds that you cannot bring the Oilas Ria on yontif. Mishum de Afshalamacha, yontif fell out Tuesday. Wait till Wednesday and bring it Wednesday. Aval hacha, but over here, meaning when Shavuos is chal on Erev Shabbos, eima moida lulu Beis Hillel, I would think that they're moida to Beis Hillel, that since it's going to take 2 days, it's going to be Friday and Shabbos that you can't bring the korban according to Beis Shammai. So maybe, as Rashi explains, and this would seem a little different than it's mashma in the beginning of the sugya. In the beginning of the sugya, Rashi brought the pasuk lachem v'loy legvaya, which is mashma. It's a din daraisa. You cannot, according to Beis Shammai, do oichel nefesh for gevaya. There is no oichel nefesh. That's not called oichel nefesh if it's for gevaya. Here, Rashi seems to learn that this whole thing is only an inyan derabbanan. In other words, since it's the Rabbanan who are not allowing you to bring the korban on yontiv, the Rabbanan may say, if we're not going to allow them on yontiv, Erev Shabbos, and we're not going to allow it on Shabbos, by Sunday the person will forget about bringing the korban completely. So maybe if it's a 2-day wait, maybe the Beis Shammai would be moited to the Beis Hillel that you bring it, that you do bring it on yontiv. So that's why I have to tell you no. Beis Shammai insists that you bring it on Sunday, even when it's a 2-day wait. V'yashmina b'ho, and if it would have told me over here by Yontiv, which is Chal Erev Shabbos, that Beis Hillel holds that you bring it on Yontiv. B'ho kamri Beis Hillel, mishum doli afshalamachar. Because what am I going to do? Wait till tomorrow? Tomorrow is Shabbos. Avo b'ho, what does b'ho mean? By Yontiv that falls out during the week. And then I can wait 1 day, and I won't forget 1 day. Ema moedel be shamidan. 1 day wait. You should wait till tomorrow. Tzricha. So it has to teach us that Beis Hillel insists on shechting on yontiv, even if there's only a 1 day wait. And Beis Shammai insists not to shecht on yontiv, even if there's a 2 day wait. And Agav, the Turi Evan, says a very nice pshat here. On the fourth line of the Gemara had a havam in a my love, ein lo yom tivayach klal. There's no Yom Tevayach at all. Freik, the Turi Evan, the Mashra, all the Achorim asked, what do you mean there's no Yom Tevayach? Beis Hillel himself in our Mishnah said what? That if it falls out Yom Tev on Shabbos, what's the din? The din is there's a Yom Tevayach on Sunday. There's no, you have to, everybody's money, you can't check. So, what's the Havamin of the Gemara to say, my love ain't lo Yom Tevayach klal? There's no tashlumen. It says beferish in our Mishnah that Beis Hillel is moited that there's tashlumen. There's a yom tivach if it falls out on Shabbos. Answers the Turi Evan, Avada, that the Gemara knew. The Gemara thought, but when you're doing a makeup of a makeup, if you're doing a tashlumen of a tashlumen, 2 day wait, maybe over there, when Yontif comes out on Friday, and Mela I can't shecht on Friday and I can't shecht on Shabbos, and now I'm going to go to Sunday, that the Gemara holds, that maybe over there is no such concept of Yom Tevayach. Then you can't push it off so far, you can't have tashlumen for 2 days. And we see now in the Gemara that Beis Shammai holds, you could have a makeup even 2 days later. But that was the Gemara's Havamina, that maybe Beis Hillel's of the opinion that there is no 2 days of Tashlumen. Toshima. We learned, Mishalei Chag, Shiva Simei HaPesach, if somebody didn't make a Korban Chagiga on the 7 days of Pesach, Ushmani Simei Chag on the 8 days of Sukkot. V'yantiv, the Gra takes out the word Harishon, and he reads it, V'yantiv Shalatzera, Shuvei Nechagig. There is no, if you missed the Tashlumen period, then you cannot anymore bring the Korban. My love, it said, But you'll notice by Sukkot it says the 7 days. By Pesach it says 7 days. By Sukkot it says 8 days. And by Atzeres it says Yontif Shel Atzeres. My love, Yontif Shel Atzeres, that by Yontif of Atzeres there's no Teshlumen. If you miss that day or 2 days in Golis, you miss Yontif, there's no Teshlumen. By Sukkot and Pesach, where the Yontif itself is 7 or 8 days, then you have Teshlumen the whole rest of the Yontif. But by Atzeres, you're only dealing, let's say, with 1 day. 1 day doesn't have Tashlumen. That's what the Gemara thought. Zok the Gemara loy, Yom Tevayach. Yom Tev means Yom Tevayach. So the Rishash has a very nice pshat over here. The Rishash says, you could say that there was a question in the Girsa, Baal Peh. Did they speak about the Yom Tev of Atzeres or the Yom Tevayach of Atzeres? And that is the makeup day, the Tashlumen day. The Rishash says, but when this Machlokas was written, we already had the Brises written down. The Machlokas was, what's the short form of Yud Vav Tes? The Gemara's have them, and it was Yud Vav Tes stands for Yom Tov. The Gemara's Maskana is that Yud Vav Tes stands for Yom Tovoach. So Yom Tovoach means that there is Tashlumen even for Shavuos. E Hachi Nishad Bino Dechad Yom Tovoach. So if so, let's learn from there at least that there is no makeup of 7 days. All you get is 1 day, because we use the Lashon Yachid, Yom Tavoach, Ema Yemei Tavoach, Eina Chanami. I'll take the same short form of Yud Vav Tes, and I'll say Yemei, Eina Chanami. You'll have to change the Vav. The Vav won't work out there. I guess according to Rishash, you'll have to say that it's Yud Tes. It's not Yud Vav Tes. It was Yud Tes, and it stood for Yemei Tavoach. Toshma. The Tani Rabbi Bar Shmuel Amra Torah Mene Yamim VeKadosh Chodesh. You should count days and make the new month, as Rashi says, for the Musaf. The Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, you should count 30 days, and Mene Yamim VeKadosh Atzeres, you should count days and make the Yomtiv of Shavuos. So Tosfos over here, Divrei Maskil Amra Torah, says Rabbeinu Meshulam had a question. Where do we find anywhere that there's a mitzvah to count days? We're in the middle of the Sfira now in Tavshin Samach Zayin. And we know there's a mitzvah to count Sfira, but where do we have a mitzvah to count days for the Chodesh? So he was Magi in our Gemara, Menei Shonim V'Kadesh Yovel, that there's a mitzvah to count 49 years, and then to make the 50th year of Yovel. However, Rabbeinu Tam says, very difficult to make Shinri Hagirsa, wherever this Gemara is brought, in such a fashion. And Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam says, no, I'll bring you a Gemara, which we've learned already in the Daf Yomi cycle, Megillah Daf Hey, where Megillah Daf Hey, it says, Minayin Shemechashrin Shoras L'Chadoshim. How do you know you don't count the amount of hours in a month, but rather only the days? Tamar Loimer Ad Chodesh Yomim, Yomim Atomoyne, V'Atomoyne Shoyes. So based on that Gemara Megillah, Tosfos wants to say, Rabbeinu Tam, that there is a mitzvah, there is an inyan to count days. So now we have two counting of days, one by Rosh Chodesh, the Gabi Musaf, and Menei Yomim V'Kadosh Atzeres. Rashi says Legabe the Korbanos of Shavuos. So Ma Chodesh L'Menuyav, just like the 30th day of Rosh Chodesh. Well, how do I make that a holy day? By first counting up 29 other units, and then I get to the 30th unit, and that 30th unit I make it as a Rosh Chodesh Af Atzeres L'Menuyav. So too the 50 days of Shavuos are that 50th day is composed of the subunits of days that lead up to that 50th day. So if so, my love, gomer mi chodesh, I should learn from chodesh. Ma chodesh yoim echad, avatzeres yoim echad. If you're making such a drush of comparing Shavuos to Rosh Chodesh, so just like Rosh Chodesh is 1 day, so Shmini Atzeres should be 1 day, and there is no Tashlumen. That's what the Gemara is driving at. Amar Rava, Rava said, wait a second, Vitizber, explain to me. Oto Atzeres yoim minyan and Shavuos yoim minyan. We only count days by Shavuos, and we don't count weeks. Va'amar Abaye, as Rashi brings down, Rabbi said in Mesechta Menachas. Mitzvah l'mim niyayim. There's two mitzvahs by a Shavuos. There's a mitzvah to count days. Dichsev tisbur chamishim yayim. You should count 50 days. U'mitzvah l'mim niyayim. There's a mitzvah to count weeks. Dichsev another pasuk. Shiva Shavuos tisbur chayim. You should count 7 weeks. Va'oiv chag haShavuos. What's the name of the yontiv? It's called Atzeres, but it's also called chag haShavuos. So therefore, you definitely see not only is there a unit of measurement by Shavuos of days, there's also a unit of measurement of weeks, and perhaps the Iker is the weeks, because that's what it's called, the Yontav, Chag HaShavuos. Memel, it's very correct that the makeup time, the Tashlumin time, should not be Yom Tavoach, but it should be Yemei Tavoach, it should be a whole week. And now this mitzvah of counting weeks, some Rishonim say it means that you only count it at the end of the week, on the 7th and 14th, 21st day, etc. And some say that you do it every day. Once you get past 7, you always mention, and that's our minig, that we mention the weeks and the days. And if I remember correctly, there is a sheet that holds, I believe it's the Beis Halevi, I didn't have time to check it. The Beis Halevi says that if a person forgot the Svira, Einech Hanami, he can't count with a bracha anymore on the days, but when he gets to the end of a week, if he got to the 14th day, since there's a separate mitzvah of counting weeks, on that day when he's counting the 14th or the 21st, he can say, today is 2 weeks, today is 3 weeks, because now he's doing the special mitzvah of counting weeks. Continues the Gemara. I believe that's what I don't want to say this halachal. I don't know if we paskin like this, but at least there is such a shita that holds like that. Continues the Gemara to bring one other source that there is tashlumen by Chag HaShavuos. The Bei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the Yeshiva of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Tana, we learned in a Braisa, Amar Kra. The pasuk says concerning Chag HaShavuos. So one pasuk says in Vayikra Chav Gimel pasuk Chav Aleph Ukrasim that you should call out Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh Mikra Kodesh, that you should sanctify Shavuos as a holy day Yilachem Kol Melachas Avodah Lo Yisaseh, you shouldn't do any Melacha Chukas Oilim B'Chol Mishrei Seichem L'Dor Reseichem. The following pasuk in Chav Beis says Uvekutzrichem Es Ktsir Artzichem Lo Yisachal Pasot Chav Bekutzrichem V'Lech Ktsir Chol Yisalakim V'Lani Yivlager Tazav Yisom Ani Hashem L'Kechem. So we have a smichus between Ukrosem, you should call Mikroi Kodesh, and Uvekutzrichem, and you should cut. So the Gemara darshins Ezo Chag Shato Koyrev Kodesh. Where do you have a yontiv where you make it a holy sanctified day Mikroi Kodesh and you cut? Boy, in it, heavy yomer zechagatzeres, that's Shavuos. Even though one could say it's Pesach, because Pesach is mikroi kodesh, and we cut on Chol HaMoed, the first day of Chol HaMoed, we cut the Omer. However, this pasuk in Vayikra Chav Gimel, pasuk Chav Aleph, is speaking about Shavuos. So therefore, we have to say that the smichas of the two psukim, one concerning matnas aniyim of Peah and Leket is speaking about connected the Inyan of Tzira with Kriyas Mikroi Kodesh of Shavuos. Now, how does this work together, the Gemara says? How do you have Mikroi Kodesh? We know Mikroi Kodesh is Asur B'Mlacha. So how could you have Tzira? Amos. Elam B'Yantiv. If this is referring on Yantiv, Tzira B'Yantiv Mishari. Is it then mutter? There are many opinions that's machloikis, but many opinions hold that ksira on yontiv is not permitted for oichel nefesh, and it's an issa deraisa. And that's what it would seem from our Gemara. The Gemara says on yontiv it's an issa deraisa. So you couldn't say that the smichas between the two psukim, ukrosim uktsart uvekutzrichem, is referring to the yontiv itself of Shavuos, elolav, letashlumen. It must mean that it's called in a sense Mikroi Kodesh the 6 days that follow Shavuos. They're also Mikroi Kodesh. In what sense? They're not Asur B'Mlacha. That's why B'Kutzrichem. Rashi explains, and as the last Rashi says on the Amud, Mikroi Kodesh Lenin Tashlumin Umutorin B'Mlacha. In other words, Ein Echanami. It's a unusual thing. You will give it a din mikroi kodesh. Now, usually mikroi kodesh, as the pasuk Chaf Aleph said, is kol melechus avoida loy sasu. But here will be a mikroi kodesh, which is a vekutzrichem, where there is a heter melacha. Why? Because it's isrichag. It's a day after yontiv, and you're allowed to. So, in what sense is it mikroi kodesh? Mikroi kodesh that it's tashlumen, that you could still bring your karbanos. Frag the Gemara. Now it comes out that on Ahmed Aleph we had a drasha of Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Oishia, Amar Rabbi Oishia. He learned from a hekesh of Chagamatzis to Chag Hashvuas that there's Tashlumin. And now we have a drasha of Rabbi Lozer Ben Yaakov. What do you need both? The Gemara says you need both. Afagav the Itmid Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Oishia on Ahmed Aleph the hekesh to Pesach Itzrich Rabbi Lozer Ben Yaakov that we just learned the Imid Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Oishia. If it would be from the drasha on Ahmed Aleph Havamin, I would have thought Ma Tashlumin Shachag Hamatzis Oser Basis Malacha. Just like on Pesach, the Tashlumin, there is a Isser Melacha, so too the Tashlumi of Atzeres is also Aser Basias Melacha. In other words, there's a Sias Melacha, there's Cholamayid. Cholamayid also has Isurei Melacha, till the end of the last day, the Shvi Shal Pesach. So I would think that there is such a Isur Melacha in the Tashlumin days of Shavuos as well. Kamash Melanda Rabbi Lozer Ben Yaakov, that's what Rabbi Lozer Ben Yaakov tells you, I have a Makroi Kodesh, where will be Kutzrichem, where you're allowed to do what you normally would not be allowed to do. The Imid Rabbi Lozer Ben Yaakov, and if it would be from the Drasha that we just had on Ahmed Beis from Rabbi Lozer Ben Yaakov from across the Muva Kutzrichem, as we turn to Daf Yud Ches Amud Alef, Lo Yadana Kama, I would not know the length, the duration of the Tashlumin days. Kamashmon Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Oishia, I need Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Oishia to tell me that it is Shivas Yamim. How do you get Shiva? Because you have a Hekesh from Pesach to Shavuos. Just like Pesach is Shivas Yamim, so too the Tashlumin, a total with the Yantav itself, is Shivas Yamim. So I need both drushes.